21 days until the NFL draft. We've got you covered, of course, each day right here at JoeBucksFan.com with our 32 teams in 32 days. We're calling it the 32 days of the NFL draft, leading all the way to April 22nd and the first round. It's a Thursday night this year, Thursday and Friday night, and then Saturday morning will conclude this year's draft. Today, with 21 days remaining, we've got the Green Bay Packers on the clock, 23rd pick in the first round with needs in abundance. The two major needs, we're going to get to all the needs the Packers might have and who they might be looking at in the first few rounds. But the main needs, I think, when you look at the Packers, are offensive tackle. They still have Mark Tauscher and they have Chad Clifton, but those guys are not going to be around for a long time. And corner, I think, is the other position that the Packers are looking at in terms of future. Charles Woodson, Al Harris getting older. They do have some guys in the mix, but it wouldn't hurt to get another high draft pick, a top-notch corner to be able to come in and compete from the get-go. For the offseason, for the Green Bay Packers, you really haven't brought in a whole lot of guys. Aaron Kampman has moved on. He went to Jacksonville. Other than that, they really kind of keyed in on keeping their guys, Chad Clifton, Mark Tauscher, keeping those guys in the fold, along with Ryan Pickett, who was their franchise player, and Will Blackman kept him as well. So really didn't go out and get anyone new. They did have a young team, though, other than that cornerback position and the offensive tackle position. Other than that, you really look at the Packers, the weapons they have in the passing game. You still have Ryan Grant back there at running back, and despite him having so-so year last year, sure, you'd want a compliment to Ryan Grant, but I think with an improved offensive line, you're going to see improved play out of the running back. So you can go out, you can get a tackle, you got to hope that your tackles, your elder tackles, stay healthy for a majority of the season. On the defensive side of the ball, the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4 last year worked. Clay Matthews comes in, played very well at outside linebacker. B.J. Raji is going to be a fixture along that defensive line for a very long time. Draft history for the Pack, we just talked about two of them, and Raji and Clay Matthews. You know, both of those guys stepped in starting right away. They also drafted, now get this, and maybe this comes into play when the Packers decide whether or not they're going to spend and invest a high draft pick in another offensive tackle. Last year, they did draft two offensive tackles, one in the fourth round and one in the fifth round. Fourth round, TJ Lang did play some last year, is coming from Eastern Michigan. So really, you don't want guys coming from smaller schools like that to step in and play in their first year in the NFL. But TJ Lang is a young kid who, with time and experience, you never know how these prospects are going to develop. So do you want to invest a high, another first round pick in an offensive tackle, or do you have high hopes that TJ Lang can one day get there? And also Jamon Meredith, fifth round pick out of South Carolina. So two offensive tackles taken in the fourth and fifth round last year by the Green Bay Packers. Maybe adjust things for them, thinking that they don't have to draft an offensive tackle that high, that maybe they can look at the defensive side of the ball. A year before that, Jordy Nelson came in. Brian Brohm, who really flamed out, was not a good pick for the Packers. He's moved on to Buffalo. JerMichael Finley was a third-round pick in 2008 for the Packers as well. They did draft Pat Lee, cornerback out of Auburn. Really haven't heard much from him. He was a second-round pick in 2008 as well, and in 2007, maybe one of the worst draft picks in the last 5 years. First-round pick Justin Harrell flamed out for them as well. James Jones, by the way, wide receiver, was a third-round pick in that draft. So what are the Packers going to do this year? Well, there's many different ways you can look at where the Packers might go. We've talked about offensive tackle. I think when you have those two young tackles you just drafted a year ago, maybe you'd be willing to put in a little more time with them and allow them more time to develop. You still have Tauscher. You still have Chad Clifton. So you don't need to draft an offensive tackle that's going to come in and play right away. And if you feel you can develop these young tackles, maybe you don't feel the necessity to draft another tackle in the first round. Packers might be in a position where they could just draft best player available. You still have Charles Woodson, who's still one of the best corners in the NFL, one of the best defensive players in the NFL. I do think that another corner would be viable. A safety would also be an option for the Packers in the defensive backfield late here in the first round. You could see a guy like Taylor Mays or Nate Allen maybe come into play. Definitely in the second round for the Packers, they could look at that cornerback slash safety position. I think best player available with the 23rd pick, especially since it'd be right before the Baltimore Ravens, who I think would like to grab their or get their hands on this player. You know, you have Clay Matthews at one outside linebacker. I wouldn't mind if I'm Dom Capers, if I'm Mike McCarthy, getting another player to come off the edge on the other side. And Jerry Hughes, after what he did at the combine in showing that he's very athletic and really performed well in the outside linebacker drills and dropping into coverage after playing defensive end at TCU, I thought that was very impressive. And I think he's a guy that could come in playing opposite of Clay Matthews and give the Packers a dynamic duo of edge rushers off the end to help with their pass rush. And really, a great pass rush helps a mediocre secondary. And I don't think the Packers' secondary is mediocre. Maybe getting a little up there in age, but they're not mediocre. So you get that pass rush to go with an already good defensive backfield, and the Packers have themselves the makings of a dominant defense in the NFL. Once again, you can address the defensive backfield later on in the draft, especially with a deep cornerback draft. You can get a corner in the second round and then get your safety in round three and maybe another offensive tackle if you feel so inclined, maybe in round three or four as well. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow as we take a look at the New England Patriots. They got a ton of picks in the first and second round, so we're going to talk about them, break them down tomorrow. Make sure you keep coming back for all of your draft coverage right here at JoeBucksFan.com.